This is Health Radio.
Health Radio.
It's time now for the Sports Medicine and Fitness Show, brought to you by the American College of Sports Medicine. Here's Melanie Cole.
Hey, my guest is Dr. Pamela Peek, one of our favorite guests. She's the chief medical correspondent for Discovery Health TV. She's also got national best-selling books, including Fight Fat After 40, and it's the first consumer book describing the complex science behind stress-fat connection and what can be done to reverse it. And today we're talking about a bit of the fat connection and the teenagers now. Dr. Peek, there is obviously an obesity epidemic in this country. You look around at Disney World and at airports and at, you know, anywhere you go, and we're fat. And the sad part is that it's our kids that are paying the price. What about the teens and pre-diabetes? Are we seeing this? And explain to the listeners a little bit about what it is.
You know, many people don't realize that adult-onset diabetes is no longer adult-onset. Sadly, it affects anyone who's packing on way too much fat, especially in the belly area. And at the same time, they're taking in way too much refined sugar and refined carbohydrates in general, in addition to the overweight. So what does that give you? It gives you glucose resistance or glucose intolerance, insulin resistance, and what you end up with is diabetes. Now, a lot of people, you know, say, well, I'm perfectly fine, and they feel fine. And yet if I were to do a blood sugar level on them right now, fasting blood sugar, and if I was also to measure their hemoglobin A1C, which is shows how much of their red blood cells are sugared up or what we call glycosylated, and at the same time do the fasting insulin on them, guess what I'd find? They're abnormal. Are they completely a blowout diabetic yet? No. They are what we call pre-diabetic. They're on the launch pad. And any time, any place, once they reach a certain threshold of being exposed to that amount of refined carbohydrate on a daily basis, boom, you know, they'll go right over and launch and become a diabetic. And then we're in trouble. And here's the thing that's really tough when it comes to kids and teens. A lot of the medications that we actually use to control diabetes as adults are not anywhere near as effective in kids. They actually end up requiring more than one drug. Oh, great. So you know how much fun it is to give a kid one drug. Can you imagine doing two just to try to keep their blood sugar down? This is an absolute crime that this is happening to kids and to teens. This is insane that it happens to anybody, but especially them. You know, what we're doing is creating more problems because we're not dealing with the solution. And the solution is the total load of refined carbohydrates has to be absolutely radically reduced. Parents, you know, people where the kids are eating, you know, and then controlling their food, everyone has to be on red alert to bring this stuff down. And parents, you are their mentors. So they're watching what you're doing. You can't tell them not to have that, you know, sugary whatever when you pop three of them in your face. You can't do that. You have to be a mentor who walks the talk. And we really have to get aggressive about this because I'm going to tell you something. If you're a diabetic and you're 10 years old, good grief, it's going to be very hard to get the weight off. It's hard to take all the medications. And then there are side effects to the medications and there are problems with being a diabetic in the first place. So that's why it's so terribly important to, A, prevent this from happening in the first place, and, B, if you are pre-diabetic or diabetic, we got to reverse this yesterday. Is it reversible? 100% reversible. 100%. But it takes a concerted effort on the part of everyone in your life. You can't just have a kid doing this by themselves with the parents completely disengaged. The whole family's got to do this together if a kid or a teen is involved.
How do we know? If they have no symptoms and we suspect, we take our children to a doctor? Because when you take them for their pediatric well visit, especially teens, Dr. Peek, they don't take blood. They don't do a fasting blood glucose.
No, they don't do any of that. And actually, they're way behind the times. What they should be doing right off the bat is making sure that everyone is aware of what that BMI is, what that, you know, in the best of all worlds, body fat percentage looks like, but the BMI is as good as what we got anyway. And then it's really important you know, to express concern and say, you know, something, diabetes runs in the family, or, you know, she's been pretty overweight for quite some time. I want to get some extra blood tests. Which ones do you get? You get the, in the best of all worlds, a fasting blood sugar, a hemoglobin A1C, a fasting insulin. And those will really be able to give you an idea of which way is up when it comes to, you know, a pre-diabetic state. Many times when people are told they're pre-diabetic, they get pretty freaked out. And they're like, oh, okay, now you got my attention, right?
Yeah.
And this is one of the reasons why we do it a lot anyway. And so most important. And then take a tape measure and go right across that teen's belly. If it's a female, she better be well south of 35 inches, right? So we're looking for anything that's 35 inches and above means that she's got too much belly fat. For a guy of average size, and this is a teen of average height, who may be overweight, for instance, we're looking for 40 inches and above as being the red zone. And so anything south of 40 inches is great, you know, 36 inches and all of that for their waist, and that's across the belly button. All of these metrics really need to be followed and tracked over time. Very important.
Now, speak about glucose levels just a bit, because people hear the numbers. You know, what are acceptable fasting numbers and what are acceptable just normal day numbers? I mean, if they're going to get their blood tested.
When you say normal day, you know, remember glucose, you know, goes through lots of different, you know, peaks and valleys during the day, obviously. So, you know, what we're really talking about is just on average, what's going on with that, with the blood glucose level. And, you know, what we want more than anything else is to keep it south of 100 in the best of all worlds. So that if you're fasting, it could be anywhere between 60 and 80. And then otherwise, just running around doing your thing, it could be about anywhere between 80 and 100, right? And so those are really good. Once you start hitting 120 and north of that, and certainly once you hit 130, 140, now we're starting to say, what's going on? You know, why are you that high? What's happening to you? You know, and then that's one of the reasons why people are sort of checking out their own blood glucose is using these glycometers now.
Sure, they're because there's cheap. So many of them on the market, and even though they were originally intended for diabetics to check their glucose levels throughout the day, which obviously change on a dime and with exercise and with what you eat and with everything else, people are now buying these, right? And they're doing it and saying, ooh, look, I'm 110 right now. You know?
Yeah, well, there's something you can do, and that is, you know, the cheapest one, the best one, is at Walmart. And it's called Relion, R-E-L-I-O-N. It's $9. And it's, you know, it's a really great little meter. It's got a Lance device, zippered case, blah, blah. And then you just, you know, buy a pack of strips, like about 100 of them, at 36 cents a piece. And then, you know, what you could do is just sort of, if you're really worried about someone at home or all the rest of it, why don't you just check it out yourself at home? You know, forget the blood test with the doctor. Just sort of get some information for yourself.
Keep track of it for a little while. Then you could call your doctor and say, you know what, I've been running, or my child's been running around 120 or 130, you know.
Well, the best thing to do, check it first thing in the morning before anything's eaten. And then, you know, let the person go and, you know, eat and do whatever they're going to do. And then check it about an hour after they eat, right? And then you might want to, you know, check it before you do some a workout. And then what happens after the workout? Get yourself some nice numbers. And then look at the number before you go to bed at nighttime. Then you've got kind of more of a, you know, you can sort of see where some of the peaks and valleys are going to happen. And really get a feeling for that. A lot of people are just utterly clueless and have no idea, you know, which way is up when they're looking at these, you know, at their own glucose metabolism. And that's why it's really important to stay on top of it.
We have about 1 minute left, Dr. Peak. You're such a great, great guest and so knowledgeable. Where do you see this obesity epidemic? Do you see anything in sight? I mean, our First Lady is really helping a lot with the kids and Let's Move. What do you see happening on the horizon for this?
All right. So the latest study predicts that by the year 2030, 42% of American adults will be obese. 42%. And 11% of those will be severely obese. And by the way, the number of people who are becoming severely obese has quadrupled, right? And so it's exceptionally important right now that everyone in America start taking this seriously now. And that means preventing it with our children. You know, if you're thinking about getting pregnant, clean up your act first, because whatever your lifestyle habits are being passed on through epigenetics through your children. And so you want to gift them with longevity. You don't want to condemn them because you passed on some funky genes because of your lifestyle. Take it seriously. If you've already got a heavy kid, or if you've already got, you know, some problems with the teen or whatever, you know, take it on as a family. This is the greatest gift you can give your kids. You know, take it all together, and then we will see some change, and then demand change. Push for it. Get aggressive and assertive.
And get involved in your communities and your schools, and that's the way to do it. Thank you so much, Dr. Peak. You're listening to Sports Medicine and Fitness. This is Melanie Cole. We'll be back.
There's